Investigative Journal, our second hour, and that was Nuri Rivera. And I want to give out her phone number again so that anyone who wants to call her and help her can. 1-386-574-5604. And when I first found out about Father Alberto Rivera, I researched it as a journalist, made it a point to find people to verify his story, not only his wife, Nuri, but many other, for example, Archbishop Gerard Bouffard, who's a credible man. There's documents showing that John Paul II wanted to have Alberto Rivera erased from the face of the earth. And you've heard this story. It's an incredible story. Now, why is it important? You need to hear the personal stories behind the people that were trying to fight to really save your country. You've got to listen to these kind of people because it's very important. Now, many people don't know this about me. I was talking about 9/11 earlier, but I was born on 9/11. That's my birthday, September 11th. So I have an interest in this story, a personal interest in this, besides just the fact that 9/11 occurred. It occurred on my birthday. And I will tell people this, and I get a bad rep sometimes because I talk in term, and I have had people say, well, you're really trying to undermine the 9/11 movement because you say, well, you're never going to get to justice. And I said, you know what, you're never going to get to justice until you get to the real criminals. And if you're whistling in the wind, so that's not undermining, and that's being realistic. And until you start dealing with it and bring it up on your 9/11 conferences, I don't believe you're doing service to all the people that died or their victims and the family members. And I've talked to many of them. So that is not the truth. I'm one of the biggest backers of getting to the truth of 9/11, but I'm not satisfied with just talking about how the buildings fell and all the evidence. We've done that. We've got enough. Trust me. What we need to do now is concentrate on how they did it, who they are, and to bring these people to justice before they do it again. And it isn't good enough to stop with Bush and Cheney, who are just puppets. Of course they're evil, but who do they work for? That's what we need to find out. It's all these sects and cults and all the different things that are going on in many different areas we cover on this show that have a vital connection to 9/11. And let's not forget about that, because we like to just, think about the way that the buildings came down and go in ad nauseum regarding that. And I keep saying this, in a court of law, that structure and the way it went down is just one part of this whole thing. It's a very important part to prove, and we can do that, but we must go a lot farther. And so when I talk about 9/11, I do it from a serious journalistic point of view. I don't care about what others say about me when I say I'm going to find out someday who did it. And I'm not going to stop. And I don't care if they wore a priest's robe or they wore a red tie in the White House. They killed 3,000 of our people. And you don't want to find out who and get to the bottom of it. And you stop because somebody says, oh, we may offend somebody in the Mormon church. We may offend somebody in the Catholic institutions. Well, that's just too bad. You know, because we deserve better, and the family victims deserve better. And that's what it's all about. And so if you think I'm going to stop talking about it, forget about it. And, you know, I warn people in the 9/11 movement, there have been infiltrators there. They're trying to take the message in one way by, you know, allowing people to go this way when everybody over in the other side is, you know, the ones you got to be concentrating on. And that's what we're going to do on this show. And they ain't going to take me in that direction because I'm just too damn mad about 9/11 and too damn smart to fall into their traps. So you got to start thinking that way in America, because they're going to take you any way they want to. You're losing your freedom of speech. You're losing your freedom of religion. And you constantly want to bicker about it, about who's trying to get at the truth and who isn't. Well, I think we all are in a sense. Let's just work together a little bit more. We'll be back with my guest, John Daniel, on the Investigative Journal.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual is just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, we're back at the Investigative Journal. And before I get to John Daniel, let me just make one program note. You can listen to RBN now at rbnlive.com again. Everything's back to normal with the website. And the archives are updated up until January 25th, 2007. And I was talking to the producers of RBN, and they the other archives are going to be up very shortly. So they should be up, I was told, today or tomorrow, but let's hope they get up this week. And that's all the shows between January 25th and today. But I do want to thank someone who's been putting this on, taking all the RBN archives, and that's at, I'm going to click it on right now, at republicnewsradio.com. He started a website to help RBN, and he's got everybody's archives up going up now. So you thank this gentleman, I think it's Patrick O'Doherty, who's doing this for RBN to keep the archives going. So you can find that on my website at arcticbeacon.com. Scroll down, you'll see important notice. RBN archives can be accessed, blah, blah, blah. And then it says audio archives here. And you can get the updated audio archives of all the shows on RBN through that. That's the recent ones. And in a couple days, the archive should be updated at RBN, so that'll be back to normal. Another message. Like I was saying about 9/11 and the bad rap that I get sometimes because I say basically this, you're not going to get the truth about 9/11 until you get to the bottom of who really did it and find the culprits, and that may lead to places that many people don't want to go, and that's the Vatican and other people in our government, and you're going to find a web that is incredible. I think. So that's farthest thing from the truth. I think you must deal with this. Secondly, when I talk about the Vatican, many people don't know I used to live near there. I've worked there for 6 years and saw things up close and personal as a young, naive kid that I couldn't put together. But I do know this, that there was a huge scandal there in the Vatican Bank. I tried to talk with Father Archbishop Marcinkus many times, and that story you know about. I'll talk about that another time. So I'm not talking just off my top of my head here. I base it on my own personal experiences, which I might add put it this way. I was a young kid full of piss and vinegar, trying to be a journalist, learned a lot, forgot a lot, but started to put the pieces together. And I think I was there for a reason. And the reason was is to someday maybe now be able to get at the truth behind what's happening in our country and protect our country, protect the children in the future, and to also find people. That was my main goal, find people who had researched this much more than me. And what a group of souls that I found. I mean, hundreds are coming forward. I mean, just amazing to me the strength these people have given me. I particularly will one day write all their names down and thank them for saving me. Just a simple journalist who probably didn't know anything outside of how to maybe put a story together. But they've shown me so much more, strength in life, strength in God, and the strength to fight these people. And people ask me, Greg, why are you still around? I mean, you are the one that really vanguards this by bringing on all these people. And it isn't just my opinions. It's all the people that never get their voices heard about this subject. And I said this, if they wanted me gone, I would be gone. But I think they consider me a good adversary. I think they consider me someone who stands up for something and not nothing. I'm not one of the sheeple. And so in a strange kind of way, they kind of allow it to go on. Maybe it keeps them fresh, keeps their evil ways, it keeps them thinking a little more. Kind of a sick story that way. I wish they'd just all come over to God and finally realize it, but they know what's going to happen. They understand their time is limited. And John Daniel, my guest, has been one of those souls who's helped me out a lot, and his voice needs to be heard. John Daniel wrote The Grand Design Exposed. John, how are you today?
Thank you, Greg, for having me on again. I appreciate it very, very much.
And you can tell I'm a little bit energetic this morning, and I'm telling it right from the heart of how I feel as a person involved in this and the strength that people like you and others have given me to go forward. I'm just a conduit. You guys are the ones that have done all the hard work, and I really mean this. It's a message that is so unbelievable, and it's so unbelievable no one talks about it. And I just pray to all these people to start coming and seeing the truth of God, not so much the truth in their politics and in their government, which is corrupted, they know. But don't you agree with that? I just want to leave it up to you to start where you want and to go forward with your message.
Greg, I agree with that so much. It's pathetic. I'll tell you the truth. I just want to add just a little bit with your commentaries on that you were talking about before you brought me on the show here. You know, this 911 thing is really an incredible thing. I come from the state of Maryland originally, and there's a little town outside of the city of Baltimore called Phoenix, Maryland. And within that little community, it's not even a town, it's a community. I mean, it's back in the woods. You can't even find this organization that I'm getting ready to bring to the forefront here. But this particular organization is called Controlled Demolition. And they were at the very scene of 911 before anyone else was there. They are the same organization that demoed the building in Oklahoma City. Okay? The government uses them for very specific work.
Okay.
And there was, right after the 911 tragedy, an article in a newspaper that stated very specifically the involvement of controlled demolition. Very, very interesting. And, You know, when you start putting this puzzle together, it does make you mad, brother. I'm going to tell you something. You know, hey, they come out with a movie now that Nicolas Cage plays in. You know, the World Trade Center is called, I think. You know, they bounce all around everything, but they never tell you the truth. They never tell you the truth, and that's a whole sad situation, you know. And I just want to bring this out just a little bit more. You know, before that movie comes on, hey, they show the previews of Al Gore. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, 911's tragedy. Now, listen to this, okay? Hey, they're showing most the graphic scenes that you ever want to see in this movie that Al Gore has produced, okay? He's one of them, okay? Not one of us. He is one of them, all right? They're showing graphic scenes of the glaciers falling into the ocean, and they're talking about global warming. Hey, the ocean's rising, and, hey, they're showing all these graphic scenes where all of the water is submerging the peninsula of Florida and the low-lying areas of the coastal areas of the United States of America on the East Coast and so forth. And they're terrifying the people. I'm going to guarantee you that's what they're doing. They're intimidating them in every way that they possibly can. You know, out of chaos comes order, okay? That's the Illuminati motto, okay? Order out of chaos. So.
Yeah, and I don't believe in global warming. Neither do I.
I do believe that they have the technology to be able to control the weather. They've harnessed the magnetic forces of our planet. I think they'd be able to harness the rays of the sun. I believe that they're warming the waters to such a degree that they can control the paths of the hurricanes and the velocity of them. You know, these things, that's another way of bringing chaos upon the land in which we're living. And they blame it on the weather. They say, hey, it's the weather, you know. It's not us, it's the weather.
They're not only heating up the planet, they're heating up people. I mean, I'm one of the few people that talks about these victims of electronic weaponry, microwave weaponry. And I'll tell you what, I have people that wake up with sunburns when they're sleeping in their home. People that wake up with sores on their, it's like cigarette burns. And this story is very important because they're actually frying people along with the planet. And they're getting away with it. Because they have the technology, but that's for another show. What I did want to say was regarding that 9/11 movie, they profit from tragedy. These guys are making millions of dollars.
Tell me about that.
Tragedy, you know, it's the same, and they're covering up the people who really did it, while the victims and the family members suffer and are told to go away when they want to get at the truth. It's just, you know what? I get so angry. That at time, you know, I say to myself, I'm never going to stop till I find out who did this. You know what? And then I'm going to tell the media to go to you know where, because they have all the resources and they don't use it properly. It's that simple. What do you think?
They're being controlled, Greg, like everybody else. Hey, you don't throw the line, hey, you get chopped off, and that's what it amounts to. Or you get assassinated. So same difference, you know. One way or the other, they eliminate you. I just want to bring this point out. I'm going to bring this point out to a degree that I hope that every listener goes out here and spends their measly $88 for this little paperback book, that it will enlighten you that everything is going to be said today and probably on many other Greg Szymanski shows, okay? Go out and buy this book. Go out and buy it. It's called The Messianic Legacy. It's written by three authors, Michael Bajan, Richard Lee, and Henry Lincoln. And you want to understand some things? Hey, these are insiders, brother. Hey, they're not with us either, and they're not one of us. I guarantee you, okay? But the very last chapter, read it. Read it. It brings in. It talks about the moves of the CIA, okay? Please, go out and buy it and read it. You want to see how the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican's involved in all of this? Read it.
Right.
You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to Greg Szymanski. It's right at your fingertips. All you got to do is walk around a bookstore and buy it for $8.
And I remember when this book came out, I was in Rome at the time. And, in fact, the authors, you know, I'm convinced that they were involved with them to bring this. I didn't realize it back then, but I do now. So, yeah, we'll talk. We're going to talk about that last chapter right after this short message. We'll be back with John Daniel. Thank you.
got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when,
hey,
but
we're
you
back.
Doing it again.
We're going to talk about this Messianic Legacy, the book that was written back, I believe, in the 80s. I read it a long time ago, John, but I know you want to discuss this last chapter, so go ahead and tell us what people can expect when they get the book.
Well, what this chapter is doing, Craig, is it is giving an overview of the movement to unite. And that's the key word, to unite all the nations and all the religions and, of course, all the financial funds of the world. And... but it brings out very vividly, and they, again, you know, they have come to a point where they are so bold, you know, they, if you know where to look for Crying Out Loud, you can, you see exactly what they're talking about and where they're taking this whole thing. But they're telling you even before the Second and First World War, you know, there was a move to unite all of Europe. And of course, after the first war, you see they create the wars. You see they create the problems so that they can benevolently giving you, you know, the solution. And you know, they create the First World War, so they developed what was called the League of the Just. Well, hey, that didn't that didn't go over because the United States didn't come into it. So, hey, they had to create a Second World War. And, after the Second World War, then they created what was known as the United Nations. There it is, right there, wide open. United Nations, that's what it is all about, to unite all the nations of the world. And they're doing a job, you see, but what they really never tell you who's really behind all of this. They never really tell you, okay? But here this book comes right out and tells you who's involved in all of it. It gives you names. It gives you, Wild Bill Donovan, okay, over there in Europe during the Second World War. You're talking about Alan Dulles, they got the most incredible airport named after that gentleman. I'll call him gentleman anyhow. He's got an airport named right outside of Washington, D.C., all the heroes, not our heroes, but their heroes. They make.
And I might add, Alan Dulles' brother is a Jesuit bishop in Fordham University.
That's exactly right. They all work hand in glove, Greg. They all work. And this little book is telling you straight out, the sequence, the scenario as these events unfold. And they tell you very plainly that the Vatican was full involved in it. Hey, they had the most intelligence apparatus that the world could have ever, invented. I mean, they got all the priests over there in Europe. Everybody gets, goes and has confession, And so they utilized all the priests, and of course the priests, I'm sure they were more than willing. And so that's what this whole thing is. It's a movement for one particular thing, okay? And what is that thing? What is it that they're, what is their objective? That's what you see on the back of your $1 bill. That's what the American Great Seal is telling the whole world straight in your face, and nobody has enough intelligence, or so-called, I guess. I don't know what's wrong with people, but it sure is there. Why is that our American Great Seal? Do they really understand that? I mean, what is the significance of it? What
Explain
is the New World
people
Order?
That may not understand it yet.
So anyhow, the New World Order is an order that's coming worldwide. It's going to be basically new to most of us this day, but it's not something new. It's been around for quite a while, and it's called Roman Catholicism. That's just an alias. The Novus Ordo Seclorum, or the New World Order, is just an alias for Roman Catholicism.
And that Messianic Legacy was written 25 years ago, and that book, like you said in the last chapter, explains a lot. And secondly, I might add, anyone wants to, at a legal mind, or wants to get some verification about their connection legally, in a case called Levy v. CIA, this gentleman, John Levy, sued the CIA, and in those documents, he won the case because they were withholding information from him on another lawsuit. They proved that the connection to the Pope and to many, and this was back years ago during World War II, they were connected to our CIA, the KGB, and the Mossad, and there are court documents to show these connections. So we're not just talking off the top of our heads, John. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And in this little last chapter of this particular book, and I just urge the people to go out and purchase this book. Not that I like to give these people the money, but the information is just awesome, the things that they are revealing in this book. That the CIA, they funneled money from the American taxpayers, through the American government, through these agencies, and they give it to these people over there in Europe, to topple governments or to control elections, or however they want to sway certain things to go their way. And it's all paid for by the American tax people, and they don't even have a clue what's really going on. And it's the Vatican that's behind all of it at the tippy top, and there's where it's all at. And hey, we're like a bunch of dumb sheep, we just have to go along with it. And that's basically, we're supposed to keep our mouths shut, and hey, if you don't, hey, they censor you, take you off the air, or whatever else they want to do with you. So and this has always been their game plan. Hey, intimidate, or exterminate.
Right, and I'll tell you a story, what you just said there. I was just talking to a New York police detective named Jim Rothstein, and he just told me yesterday, and this guy talks about the connection of the Vatican and the pedophilia rings. That was his job when he was a police detective till they wanted to bribe him and he finally forced him out. But he said he went on a show recently on one of these AM/FM stations, and the guy, I can't remember the broadcaster's name, but he told his story, and the next day the broadcaster was gone. And that was an AM station, I think, somewhere on the East Coast. So you know, once you mention that in the mainstream media, you're toast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And most people don't understand the awesome significance and the repercussions. Hey, when you talk about Rome, it's coming, and I'll tell you what, you know, it's coming like a freight train, and people don't understand it. Hey, this country come under military rule. Hey, these people at the top of our government today, hey, they will become dictators, and they're going to hack us to death just like they did in all the other countries. You're talking about Nazi Germany. You're talking about Russia under Stalin. Hey, 70 million people. He put Hitler to shame, for crying out loud. And who are these people? They were educated by the Jesuits.
Yep. And we talk about that a lot on this show regarding their influence, even in our Congress. I mean, I just tell people that right now on one of their websites, they were boasting that 10%. Now, this is a pretty high number when you consider just this one order, Jesuit order. They only have 23,000 priests all over the world, and they have 28 universities in this country, but that's a small number of people considered the population of America. But in our Congress alone, they were boasting, in our Congress and Senate, they have 10% in the House, 10% in the Senate, Jesuit-trained legislators. And that's from their universities. Now, that's a high number, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. Yep.
And that's not counting the other people that are working for them. And I've always said this to any one of these guys, including all the liberals that are out there, Kucinich, Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, come on my show and let's discuss this. I even asked Nancy Pelosi to come on. She won't come on my show. You know what? And then the criticism we get is this. The people that are criticizing this message start going, well, what do you know? But they listen to these lawyers in our Congress as if they're going to help them. You know what? They couldn't hold your jockstrap or mine. Because, you know, I have just as much legal education as they do, or perhaps more, but I'm willing to talk about the truth. And are they, when it comes to their country? I'm not talking about legal politics. I'm talking about our country, the saving of this nation. And will they come and discuss this? No, because they're frightened. Because they know if they do, they're gone. It's that simple. What do you think, John?
Their allegiance is not to this country. And, you know, that's the sad, tragic thing of this whole situation because, hey, they say they give their allegiance to this country according to the Constitution, but I'll tell you what, there's a higher power that they give their allegiance to. And I'm not talking about Lucifer himself, but I'll tell you this, Lucifer is who they worship. You see, every 33-degree Mason knows very well who he serves and who he worships, and that is Lucifer himself. And this might sound like a bold statement, but I'll assure you, that's exactly who they serve and who they worship. But who's the center of Lucifer worship? I'll tell you where it's at. And again, I'll make a bold statement. And I can document and prove everything that I'm saying. Okay, that is the Vatican itself, including the Pope. They are Luciferians. And what we are really looking at right here, okay, it is a war. It's a cosmic war between two camps, okay? The kingdom of Lucifer and the kingdom of the true God. And I'm going to tell you something. As you see this thing unfold today with the Da Vinci Code thing and all that that goes along with it, they are literally for almost 2,000 years of Christianity, where the world believed that God sent to this world his Son as a sacrifice for the redemption of mankind. They're throwing that all in the trash can, and they're telling the people today, hey, Jesus Christ wasn't divine nor the Son of God. Therefore, hey, what have we got left? We don't have a Redeemer. All mankind is totally lost, according to their theory. And so this is the war that's going on. But this war is going to get white hot with intensity as it begins to unfold. Because, you see, God, the sovereign God of the universe, has put his name on a city on planet Earth. And the counterfeit, you see, the counterfeit wants to put their kingdom there. And that's what they're working toward, Greg. That's what they're working with. You know, they, like you stated at the beginning of the show, they know what is going on. They know that their time is limited. And when I say limited, I'm talking probably less than 10 years. There's going to be an end to all of these things that we are talking about, because the true God is going to step in and intervene. And, you know, hey, people today don't even believe in the Bible anymore, for crying out loud. You might as well throw it all in the trash can, and that's exactly what they want people to do. And they're telling you, hey, you know, humanity is hopeless. There is no such thing as a redeemer. Hey, the only thing you got left now is what we're going to offer you, period. And I'll
tell
you what.
That's what they, and internally, that's what they work towards, is that deception. So that people, one, have no faith and believe in nothing, and so the only thing they're left with is to believe in them, which is really what Lucifer is all about, to deceive you in any way he can. And all I tell people is, look deep in your heart. If you can find the real God to protect you, that's all that you need, because at that point, everything else is meaningless. So what they do to you, what they say, is not to be feared. Because they understand this, and that's what I try to tell people, that Kolvenbach sitting in Rome, the Pope sitting in Rome, the one thing they really hate, and I've seen this as a journalist, I documented it, the people they really come down on are people that are spreading the gospel, beliefs in good, and that can be all over the world, and they do not want that at all. It's like water, it's like it's like acid on their body when they listen to the gospel or to good people. And that's what they fight against most. And I've seen most of the people that have been destroyed by them fall into that category, preaching goodness and preaching the Word of God. What do you think, John?
I'm going to read something from the Bible of Freemasonry. It's called Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike.
Okay.
It says, it talks about the book of Revelation and so forth, and it says that that particular book aspires to God alone and despises all the pomps, that's P-O-M-P-S, and works of Lucifer. And then he goes on to say, now this is a man who is a 33-degree Mason, okay? He was a Luciferian, and that's a documented fact, okay? And he writes this in his book here, for all Freemasons to read. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. In other words, he's making fun of Christianity that calls Lucifer the spirit of darkness. He goes on to say, Lucifer, the son of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is it he who bears the light? And with its splendors intolerable, blinds feeble, sensual, and selfish souls? Doubt it not. And there was another quote taken out from Albert Pike that was for many years, and I don't know exactly for how long or exactly when it was taken out, but this was in the British Museum where he literally says, hey, we literally worship Lucifer at the high ranks of Freemasonry, and we tell everyone at the bottom of that pyramid of Freemasonry, hey, you know, we lead them astray, intentionally deceiving them so that they will not know until they get to the top degrees. But when they get to 30, 31, 32, and in particular the 33rd degree, be assured that they know who they are serving and worshiping. And I'm going to just insert this, okay? All of your mainstream Protestant leaders today, your religious leaders, I'll assure you, they're 33-degree Masons. And I'm going to name a few, okay? And they're documented. This is documented facts, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Billy Graham, Pat Robinson, Robert Shuler, Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, okay? That's just to name a few, all right? And that might shock some people. But they're leading all their members back to Rome, the center of the worship of Lucifer. That's where they're taking these people. And people don't have enough intelligence to know what's happening to them. Because why? They don't read their Bible no more. They're just following their leader like a bunch of dumb sheep. And that's a sad, sad, tragic situation. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who else they have to blame but their own selves. I don't know who else they have to blame. My heart aches. I'm not bashing, believe me. My heart aches as I tell these kind of stories. And it's a story that's like, hey, it's a no-win war, so to speak. You would think that it's a no-win war, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a God in heaven that's watching everything that's going on. And one of these days, and I'm telling you, it's not too far in the distance, our God is going to intervene like the white knight in shining armor. He's going to break through those clouds, and he will manifest himself exactly, not as a little babe in a manger anymore, but as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's, hey, they make mockery of these things in the Da Vinci Code book. Hey, it's a big joke to them. But, God steps back and allows it. Just let them go on. Hey, let them run their course, you know. Show themselves for what they really are and what they really, you know. You're talking about butchering people, you know. They don't have no compassion for life whatsoever. You know, hey, the 911 thing is the best example you could ever give there. You know, and that's right in our own backyard, for crying out loud. You know, 3,000 people, and then, you know, here a few years later, they make a movie of it and showing all the misery that people went through, but they never tell who's really behind all of it.
And that's Hollywood benefits and profits millions of dollars by that movie, benefiting off the tragedy. It's almost like they just rub it into you.
That's exactly right. That's like putting salt in the wound. You know?
Right, and I just feel so bad for these people who lost their loved ones. Because I've talked to many of them, and they cry. And I mean, I begin to cry when I talk to them because they just feel so helpless. All they want to do, they don't care where justice goes. They want to know who did it. And it doesn't matter if he wears a robe, a black robe, or if he wears, a shirt and tie in the White House. And that's the point. But there are many. But you know what? They take over these movements, and they control them with their workers. And you forget about the real crime that was committed, and it becomes one of these Kennedy assassination discussions for 40 years, and nothing ever happens. And I fear that's what they have planned for 9/11, because they've already tested the waters on how to control getting at the truth behind this. Don't you agree?
That's exactly right, Greg. You know, it does bring tears to the eyes. There's no doubt about it. This isn't something that, you know, hey, we're just running our mouth here. I'll assure you, you know, if we weren't sincere for what we believe and understand and trying to share the truth with other folks, you know, hey, we could say, hey, most people, you know, they don't want to hear any of this. You could say, hey, I care less. If you don't want to hear it, that's fine, you know. But, hey, you know, we got to ache in our hearts to reveal these things, to try to wake people up and to let them know what's really going on. But the whole point is, you know, I mean, even as far as this world is concerned, but there's a destiny here to either be gained or to be lost, to be lost. And so, you know, if we don't wake up, if the American people or the whole world don't wake up, and hopefully there are little efforts that we put forth here that some people will understand what's going on and grasp the magnitude of all of it, because I'll assure you, our eternal destiny depends on how we're going to decide here in another very few short years. You let this country come under military rule, and I'll assure you, you're going to reflect back on some of the things that you hear on Greg Szymanski's show and the things that I try to share with folks myself. So, but there is a bottom line that is, and as we get close to the end of this show here, I would just like to bring out a few points as far as Jerusalem itself is concerned, because that is a focal point in our world right now.
All right, well, go ahead, John. We got some time here.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right. I just want to let the folks know, okay? Well, first, let me just give you my phone number real quick. If the folks out there, if they want to call me, hey, I enjoy that if you want to call me. It's area code 304-392-6155. I welcome your phone call, and, hey, I got a website that you can go to that's called VaticanDesignExposed.com. And go there, read it, and hey, get back to me if you'd like, okay?
But okay, go ahead.
What I'd like to share with the folks is that there is a grand design. You see, that term didn't come from me, okay? I used it, hey, a Jesuit wrote that. I'm sure you've all heard about Malachi Martin and his Keys of This Blood. You know, hey, he's the one that talks about the grand design of the Vatican. You know, I mean, they flaunted in your face. And then all the poor little puppets out here, they say, oh, no, it's not the Vatican. You know, where can you get any kind of credible information to support what you're trying to say? You know, if you got eyes, if you want to open your eyes and listen, I mean, everywhere you look. I mean, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. You know, I mean, we go back to the Crusades. I mean, what was their purpose? I mean, is there any other religious organization upon the face of the earth that tells the whole world that there is no salvation for mankind other than through the gates of the Church of Rome?
Yeah, and in the old days, they used to just cut your head off if you didn't follow them. Now they do it a little bit more in a sophisticated manner. They may kill you in a slow way through microwave weaponry. They may try to take away all your rights. They can't just come in and cut your head off anymore. But, you know, it may come down to that.
It's coming to that again. You see, the Bible says that this particular organization had a wound. In other words, its power was taken away for about 400 or 500 years. Basically, they can't take you into an ecclesiastical tribunal and try you without any legal advice, and even to the ones that were accusing you, they wouldn't even allow you to know who was accusing you. You know, and that's what is coming to again. Oh, it's just coming under a different name now, a war on terrorism. So they set up a world court, okay? But you see, what they're working toward, Greg, what they are literally working to, it's the same goal that they had, you're talking about almost 1,000 years ago, okay, during the Crusades. And the first thing they did once they captured Jerusalem, they set a king up. A Christian king, so-called. Well, you call him Christian if you like, but he was Roman Catholic. And I'll assure you, that's a far cry from being the true Christianity that our Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples. But anyhow, that's their goal right now. That's what the Da Vinci Code is all about, you see. But this pope that they're getting ready to put up there in Jerusalem is not just a regular pope. He's going to be called a Messiah pope. What does it mean to be a Messiah pope? The word Messiah comes from the nation of Israel when the nation of Israel clamored for a king, and God said, okay, let them have a king, but I'll approve of the man that's going to be the king. And by that, you know, I'll let the prophet go and anoint his head with oil. Well, that's what the word Messiah means, the anointed one. In other words, to be sanctioned by God, to be approved by God. And so this next pope is not just going to be a pope. He's going to be a Messiah pope or a sanctioned pope or an anointed one. And how will he be anointed? Well, that's all planned too in this great grand design of theirs. So, but Jerusalem is the city. And ever since the Crusades, now we see today they make a king, a movie called The Kingdom of Heaven. That's a very interesting movie, you see. Very interesting movie. You ought to go watch it. You ought to go watch it. If you want to know what our government, what the world is heading toward, hey, we're coming to the last crusade. We're coming to the last crusade, and the Vatican is going to be very, very much involved in it. Very much involved in it. And it's just around the corner, you see. Everything is working toward it. Everything is being orchestrated to set this Messiah Pope up in Jerusalem to rule the whole world. That's an incredible.
Yeah, and you know, there's documentation that they have deeded, they own the Temple Mount, the property the Temple Mount's on. And according to Barry Chomish and others, they own most of half of Jerusalem at this point.
That's awesome. That's awesome, isn't it? And yet, you never see anything like that in the newspaper. You never see it there. It's all done very secretly and very quietly. But it's all going on. You see, when the hammer comes down, this thing is going to come. It's going to come like a thunderclap to most people. They won't have a clue what really went on and how it's all taken place. But it's all in the making.
See, Germany, too. I mean, they didn't. People had no idea what was going on there. Same thing here. And I hope that these kind of shows, they serve a purpose in that you need to understand, like you said, the end game and why all these things seem so out of whack in our country. Many, many things. People have no rights in the courts anymore. People are losing their children. It's just a sad story, all connected at one point. So we're going to come back with John Daniel right after this message on the Investigative Journal.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true, that there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not die.
final few minutes with John Daniel. John, I'm going to leave it up to you. Any final words? Make sure people know about this little booklet you have also that's on my website so they can read that. Tell us about that.
All right. My number again is area code 304-392-6155. I've written a small little booklet. It's 22 pages. It's called Organized Christianity's Prostitution Cover-Up. It sounds like a strange name, but I'll assure you once you get into it, you will see the documentation coming right straight, and I usually always go to the horse's mouth because I don't want to be think people that I'm just pulling things out of the blue, but I quote right straight out of the Roman Catholic Encyclopedia. And even my own larger book, The Grand Design Exposed, hey, I quote frequently from the Roman Catholic Encyclopedia and their own literature. You know, so when I say the Jesuits were fully involved in founding of the United States government, believe me, they certainly were, even to the point of giving ground what we know today as the Washington, D.C. area.
Listen, I want to take a call right now. Lester's been holding on. I just found out for a long time from Ohio. Lester, we have only a minute, so go ahead.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, we have about a minute, so make it quick.
Okay, I went to the Family Dollar today. Or actually, my wife went the other day, but I don't know if you got them where you got, but anybody that's got them around where they got Bibles for a dollar.
Okay.
And, well, if we're coming towards the end, we need to take and fill the vessels with water, right? How's it to take
correct.
Turn the water to wine if there ain't no water in the vessels? So you need to get out there and get the vessels filled with water.
What do you think about John's message?
Well, I didn't catch all of it. I just got you going here.
Okay.
But
well, anyway, call back anytime.
He was talking to these things, and you know, there's only two ways to see: either be taught of God or a son of God. And well, if there's no water in there, it's kind of hard to teach. You know?
All right, so you can get a Bibles for a dollar where?
At the Family
Dollar Tree.
At Dollar Tree. Dollar
okay.
Stores Incorporated.
All right, Lester, you call back anytime. Thank you.
Okay.
John, we have about a minute or so. Just finish up.
Okay, real quick, I just want to say this. Hey, the whole world is waiting to see whether the Jews or Arabs will control the Holy Land. But I'd like to ask a question. Is anyone watching the Vatican? Is anyone watching the Vatican? Here's an organization that for 200 years fought blood and guts. And go see the movie, The Kingdom of Heaven, if you doubt what I'm trying to say. It was nothing but blood and guts. They left nothing alive. Men, women, children, slaughtered, butchered. Hey, I mean, exterminated, eliminated. Okay? But they couldn't hold it. So now they're going to have a last crusade. And that's where they're headed with this whole thing. And I want people to know, hey, you're talking about the Bible. Yes, the Bible is telling you that it is prophesied that the Pope is going to set his kingdom up in Jerusalem.
All right, John, we're going to leave it right there. John Daniel, thanks so much for being on the show, and we will talk again. Thanks, John.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, John Daniel in the Vatican. You can go to VaticanDesignExposed.com or his book, The Grand Design Exposed. We're all out of time. We're going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, good afternoon.
Got headaches?